As you're giving, open your Bibles, please, to 1 Peter, 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter 2. This morning, the Holy Spirit has directed me to share something that he actually gave me about almost 2 months ago. A prophetic vision for the church, for the body of Christ. I shared some of this at another location as the Lord directed me, but he's releasing me to share it today with Freedom Church. And I want you to understand something, that you know me as your pastor, that I'm not going to just say something to say something. I'm going to speak what the Spirit of God gives us to say. And it was a couple of months ago that the Lord gave me a very powerful vision that really moved me, and it's for the body of Christ. But let's precede that with 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. And here's what the Word says: "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but are now the people of God." Somebody say, "I'm now the people of God." "Who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy." Somebody say, "I have obtained mercy." I want to share with you prophetically, because of what the Lord has spoken into my spirit, this is the season, this is the now time to share this. And it's prophetic in its declaration, but it's also carries with it in prophecy the fulfillment of what God says. So it's not just what he's going to do, but what he says is happening. Do you understand that? You follow me with that? So a prophetic word, let me preface this, a prophetic word is a declaration of the divine God proclaiming the promise of heaven. How many of you ever needed a word from God? Every time we preach the Word of God, that's a word from God. There's a special word I want to give to you in just a moment. A strong word of the Lord. A prophetic word is revelation of truth. It's the revealing of the purpose and the plan of God. Somebody say purpose and plan. All right? It is the unveiling and the uncovering of the supernatural works of the Lord. That's a prophetic word. It unveils, it just pulls back layers of things until suddenly the Spirit of God opens something up and we see it. That's the way the prophetic works. There is a publishing of the written promises to the church, a proclaiming, a declaration. And that's what's going to happen in just a moment. There's announcement. Prophetic word is an announcement of good that stirs faith in the hearts of believers. Amen. How many have been praying for some things to happen in your life, in the body of Christ, in this church? All right? All right? That faith that is stirred up, all right, causes anticipation and expectation of the promise of God fulfilled. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, the Bible talks about the children of Israel and King Jehoshaphat and the armies of Ammon and Moab, Syria, are marching against Israel. And Jehoshaphat calls a prayer meeting. He calls together the elders of Israel and the children of Israel to call on the name of the Lord. And as they're calling on the name of the Lord, Jehaziel, one of the young men, begin to prophesy and begin to give them battle directions of what they're supposed to do. And in the midst of that, what he says to them and proclaims to them, he says, the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. And then he begins to give to King Jehoshaphat the battle plans. And in the midst of that, the Lord speaks and he says in verse 20, believe in the Lord and believe his prophets and you will prosper. So this word this morning that I'm about to deliver to you and give to you, put your faith in the Lord and hear what he has to say. It's been about a couple of months ago now, and on a Sunday morning, I was awakened by the Spirit of the Lord, and I began to write down this prophetic word. That morning, I was on my way to Pryor to preach and shared some of it there. And the Lord spoke so strong in my heart that this word is just not for individual bodies alone, but for the body of Christ. But for every individual body or fellowship that will receive it and act upon it, there is a divine release of the Spirit of God that will happen, that will come. When we here at Freedom Church say, Lord, that's what we want. We don't want you to pass us by. We want the word of the Lord for Freedom Church. What's your promise for us? What are you saying to us? And the Spirit of the Lord began to show me the church, the body of Christ, Freedom Church. As the Lord brought this back to me, I saw this so clearly in my spirit, with spirit eyes. I saw the gathering of believers in the house of the Lord, just like we are gathered here this morning, in the sanctuary, in the Holy of Holies. And as I saw the gathering of believers, there was an umbrella over the entire church, the building, the facility, the people, everybody in the gathering. There was an umbrella of protection. I saw this very powerfully, this protection in the spirit that was happening. It wasn't an umbrella like we would think of that we get out to keep us from getting wet from the rain. It was an umbrella of a covering under which the Spirit of God was moving and above which the enemy could not penetrate. An umbrella of protection. Now I want you to think about that for a moment, because there's an umbrella of protection over every born-again believer that will move with the Spirit of the Lord and the glory of God. The covering of that umbrella was the presence of God over the church. I could see the presence of God so clearly as this umbrella covered the church and the body of Christ. It just seemed like the presence of the Lord was hovering there. Not going anywhere, just dwelling there. I saw the shield, the umbrella, the protection as a shield from demonic attack. I saw this umbrella, and as I saw the Spirit of the Lord, the enemy couldn't penetrate that umbrella, that covering. In Psalm 16:11, the Bible says, in your presence is fullness of joy, and at your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. I want you to know, even right now, this moment, there is a covering, there's an umbrella over this house of the presence of God. Hallelujah. The covering consisted, now watch this, listen, consisted of angelic hosts. They were innumerable. They were unnumberable. They were unable to count. It was angelic hosts that just seemed to be everywhere. I'm talking about the body of Christ as well, all right? And Freedom Church. But I saw angelic hosts just everywhere. I couldn't count them. There were so many of them. I saw warring angels among that group. I saw warring angels with swords drawn in regimented formation that were awaiting orders from the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I want you to know something. There are angels awaiting orders on your behalf today. Because the Lord sends angels from the presence of God. You know when angels of the Lord are here, there's an ecstatic, almost electrifying presence that happens in the room when angels are present. Because they've come from the throne of God to minister to those on behalf who are heirs of salvation. Amen. And I saw warring angels waiting for orders. Some of those orders were to come from the King of Kings. Other orders were coming from prayer warriors and intercessors who were calling out the name of Jesus and proclaiming the victory of the Lord. It was almost like placing an order in which they had to respond. Come on, somebody. And it wasn't that kind where you go to the restaurant to order and you've got to wait for that order. It was an immediate response to the order that was given. And angels begin to respond and begin to deliver to the children of God what they had been believing for. Then I saw guarding angels. Not guardian angels. The Bible says there are angels who surround us individually. I'm not talking about those kind of guardian angels. I'm talking about angels that were guarding the presence of God. Now watch this. They were guarding angels with swords drawn to protect the blessings that the King of Kings had decreed for believers. Now think about it. They were guarding what the Spirit of God, the Word of God, had already decreed, all right, for believers. They were standing there guarding in assurance to make sure that the delivery of answered prayer was taking place on behalf of the faith of the asker. How many of you are seeing this with me? Because it didn't go away. It wasn't a vision that just came to leave. It was a vision into the heavenly. Lord, open our eyes this morning to see beyond into the Spirit. Open the eyes of the servants, Lord, to see. There were other angels in this covering. There were other angels that were advancing against demonic forces. And they and the powers of darkness. There were warring angels ready to listening from the Father to see what the King was going to say. But then there were other angels that were already advancing against the powers of darkness. They were swinging swords and striking down demonic forces that were falling underneath the fire of God that was coming forth out of that sword. In Zechariah, the Bible says, the Lord said, I will be a wall of fire around you, and I will be the glory in the midst of you. Many of you, you've been praying for revival. You've been praying for your families. You've been praying for breakthrough. You've been praying for something new. You've been praying a long time. And the Spirit of God is saying to you, this is the season of the glory of the Lord. And the umbrella of God is here. He's been moving all the way along. His angels have been operating all the way along. Whether you've seen it or not, when it looked like darkness, he was there in the midst of it, and he was defeating the power of the enemy on your behalf because you were crying out to him. Inside the building, inside the church, in the sanctuary, the Lord began to show me a fountain. A fountain. Now picture this with me, all right? This is powerful. I saw a fountain. It was very large fountain. It was a full fountain. What I picture in my mind and what I saw was just this huge fountain of water springing up and just flowing over. It was one of the largest fountains I've ever seen. I've seen fountains and decorative things and so forth, just like you have, but it wasn't like anything in the natural. And as the Lord showed me, he showed me a fountain, that the fountain was a fountain of praise and worship. That under the umbrella of the presence of God, the presence of the Lord was sustained by the fountain that was rising up inside the house of the Lord in praise and worship. Can you see it with me? In the declaring, in the proclaiming. Jesus said to the woman at the well in John 14 that she could have a fountain springing up unto everlasting life. That fountain began, it was displayed. It was just a magnificent display of gratitude and expressions of thankfulness in this praise and worship. I mean magnificent. Thanksgiving that wasn't normally heard on the natural plane, just supernatural thanksgiving unto God, because it was the Spirit of the Lord flowing out of the believer in that fountain. In that fountain. The fountain was a myriad of colors. Beautiful colors. In the middle of the house of the Lord, the fountain of beautiful colors. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, that represents the cultures and the ethnic groups all blended in beauty and unity in the body of Christ. It was awesome. There were so many in this fountain, yet they were one. The praise and the worship in this fountain was declaring the works of God through honor and through glory, like we have been doing this morning. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2, the Bible says the offering of worship is a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma to the Father. The praise and the worship was springing up and shooting forth continuously. It never stopped. It was like a geyser that never ended. It just kept going and going and going. It was greater than fireworks. It's just very difficult to explain. But it was the power of the Spirit flowing up. Joel chapter 3, verse 18, the Bible says, a fountain shall flow from the house of the Lord. Now stay with me, it gets even stronger. I saw that when people were not worshiping, the fountain had less impact. It had less grandeur. It wasn't as colorful or magnificent. But the more who worshiped, the greater the impact. Come on, praise Him. The more who... the greater the impact. Now listen closely. As the worship went up as a fountain, bursting forth. The Bible says in John 7:38 that out of the inmost being shall flow rivers of living water. As the worship reached the heavens, I saw it return. And when it returned as the presence and the glory of God. So the more worship, the more presence, the more glory. I want you to see this with me. As the fountain went forth and burst up, it had reached the heavens. It came back. It returned. God says, what I do, what I say doesn't return void. Come on. And when you obey the word of God, it's not going to return void. Hello, somebody. Come on. This is a turning point at Freedom Church this morning. Hallelujah. It returned. The worship was changed. The worship then began to be transformed, and it began to manifest as miracles. Are you hearing this? I didn't make this up. I can't make stuff up like this. That's not in my natural man, the Spirit of the Lord. And that worship that of that fountain began to return under that covering as the presence and the glory of God changing the atmosphere and manifesting in miracles. Deliverance. Restoration. Who needs that? Renewal. Healing. Provision. Supply. Unity, refreshing, blessings. But what happened was they fell like rain. Now, isn't that interesting? That we have the umbrella of the presence of God, and inside the umbrella is the rain of the glory of God. The protection of the Lord. But the rain, the return. Somebody say the return. Listen, Jesus is going to return like that one of these days. Zechariah 10:1 says, Ask the Lord for the rain in the time of the latter rain, and the Lord will make flashing clouds, and He will give you showers of rain. See, you all thought your worship just went up and disappeared somewhere out into the atmosphere or the stratosphere. No, your worship goes up and it returns with miracles. It returns with signs and wonders and miracles. Hallelujah. It returns with deliverance. It returns. That's what I believe the return of the Lord is going to happen in that kind of an atmosphere where worship is taking place. And suddenly, when that worship returns in the presence of God, Jesus is going to show up with it. As believers worshiped, the needs that each one had were met by the return of the Spirit from heaven. A fulfillment of Joel 2:28. I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. See, I don't know if you realize it or not, but you are part of the last day outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Your worship is part of the fulfillment of Joel 2:28. I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Because the more we worship as the body of Christ, the more the anointing of God is released back. Come on, somebody, to the house of the Lord and further. Glory to God. As the worship returned from heaven, it returned as miracles. And as it came down, I saw something very vivid the Lord showed me. I saw a what I'm calling a splashdown. A splashdown. In other words, when the glory of the Lord and the presence of God was returning out of our worship, when it hit the earth, there was a splash. I mean a big one. Bigger than the floods we had this week. The Spirit of the Lord called it in my heart a splash down. That when it hit the ground, it became a flood from out of the house of God, out of the church, into the city. Come on, somebody. Into the county, into the state, into the region. Oh, I don't know if you're getting this. I don't know if you're seeing this yet. It wasn't just something for us. It was a splashdown of the Spirit of God for those outside the body of Christ. And as I saw this flood hit and then go out, many were swept into the flow of the Spirit of that flood of the anointing. We need to pause a moment and just worship Him. I'm almost done, but just worship Him. See, we got to grab this by faith and say, God, that's for the house of the Lord. My spirit has grabbed a hold of this in the last couple of months. That's right, pray in the Holy Ghost. That's right, go ahead, come on, pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on, that splash down right there. That splash down. And I saw a flood go out of the house of the Lord. It was the flood of the Holy Spirit. It broke people free from their bondages and from their addictions and from their chains. I saw chains break and chains destroyed. I saw sin exposed and cleansed by the power of God. Not exposed for the world to see, but exposed for the enemy to know that he doesn't have power over our lives. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. They began to break. I saw that flow of the Spirit until there were more believers than there were sinners on the earth. You see it, Luan? More believers than sinners on the earth. Can it happen? Yes, it's happening all over the world. It's happening globally right now. God's moving mightily. Third world countries are seeing revival. They have to turn people away from the house of God. They can't get them all in. Bring it on, Lord. Bring it on. Now listen really closely to this next part, this last part. The leadership, the pastors, the elders, the prayer team, the worship team, the teachers in the body of Christ, the servers in the body of Christ, were the catalyst of the worship. There has to be a catalyst to start the fountain. Come on, somebody. Hello, somebody. There has to be a catalyst that stirs up everybody else. It only takes one person to get hungry for God and just worship God and not care about anybody else around them that will bring a breakthrough and a splashdown of the glory of God. Hallelujah. It only takes one that says, God, I need you. I want you. I've got to have you. I want more of you. They were the catalyst. You're the catalyst. You're not just singers. You're a catalyst of the anointing of the Spirit of God. The elders, the deacons are not just officers. I'll tell you, I know more. They are prayer warriors. I pray with them every Saturday morning right here in this sanctuary. Amen. Now listen, because here's what the Lord said. Your love for God, your sacrifice of time in prayer and intercession, your faithfulness to God's house, to stand in truth, your consistent desire for holiness, your hunger and thirsting for the Spirit of God, for revival, whatever the cost, stirred the hearts of people to worship and to run after God. Hallelujah. Freedom Church, that's who we are. We are the catalyst in this region. I believe that to bring a mighty move of God. And it's happening. It's releasing because there's already return taking place. Come on, there's return. Now listen. The fountain was continual. It never stopped. It never stopped. Just kept flowing. It wasn't like these fountains that spurt a little while and then stop and spurt a little while. It just continued. And the fountain was you. The children of God. The rain was continual. Just kept coming. The return just kept coming. The reign of miracles became normal. In other words, they happen regularly. Whew, how many of you sense the power of God here? They just become normal. The more people that joined the worship, the fountain of power became mightier. Many swept into the move of God. Though, listen to this, the warfare that was experienced in order to get into the fountain was left behind in the wake of the Holy Spirit's splashdown of the anointing of God. The angels fought the battles and prevailed. Lift your hands all over this house. You need to get in a recording, get a CD, go online and listen to this message over and over and over again, because this prophetic word's for us in the body of Christ and our region of this country. Amen. And the Spirit of the Lord and what He is doing. I have never in my life sent such a strong anointing upon a vision and a word of the Lord as I have upon this. This is not my word, it's the word of God. Father, we receive it as the word of the Lord this morning. And we worship Him.
We praise you and we magnify you and we glorify you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Go ahead and worship him right now. Worship him because there's a return. Worship him because there's a return of the reign of miracles. Worship him because, oh, hallelujah, even right now there's a return of the glory of the Lord. It's the season of the glory of the Lord, of the supernatural, of the reign of heaven. It's the time. Hallelujah, hallelujah.